You good?
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to the LifeCast. My name is Dion Manassian, and Chris was just talking about the McDonald's app like he's some sort of sales rep.
You should all download
the McDonald's app. No, stop it! They don't sponsor us!
Okay, Chris, so consider me interested. Why should I download the McDonald's app?
Alright, so check this out, my boy. So they have this really good coupon. Like, they all have good ones, but you know, there's like top tier ones. You know, every Friday you get a free medium fry with any purchase. So you purchase small drinks, you get a free medium fry. They have one coupon that actually just doesn't work. With any purchase, you just get a large sandwich. Just a free large sandwich. But it doesn't work. So you can just go to any McDonald's every day and get a free sandwich.
Well, now that you've said that, it's gonna work.
Well,
I hope you know.
We have so many listeners and so many McDonald's CEOs listening in on this.
Did you even consider our internet presence?
Yeah, come on now.
Don't worry.
We're bigger than
you can bill me later for letting you know.
Fake it till you make
this
it, am I
fatal
right?
Flaw in your system.
We're bigger than us.
I'll be waiting for my mail to check.
I'm joined by Adam, Chris, and Greg.
Yo.
Tiffany, although not speaking on the podcast this week, is mixing our audio live again. So I want to thank her for that one.
They could be talking, but they don't know it.
That's true.
So if it sounds bad, blame her.
Tiffany's good at sound mixing. So how's everyone's week? We were talking earlier, and we all like came to the consensus that we've not been playing many video games.
No, we have not.
I played a game for about 20-something hours, but I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we've been in the exact same position, still making the very, very slow run through Persona 5,
mm-hmm.
Mainly so that we can... So I can sort of discuss it in sort of later terms.
Yeah.
As a sort of amateur game designer, I like to torture myself so I can hopefully try to learn something.
Yeah.
And even though I do not enjoy Persona 5, I think it would be useful to learn everything I can because it does do a lot of things correctly, just not in the stuff I like to specialize in. So I'm sort of like using it to sort of help me understand the part of game design that I would be less focused in, like the sort of like through like the artistic design, the sort of use of music and stuff like that. That's sort of like my main reason for playing through, even though I am pretty lukewarm on it at this point.
I just want to play through it so I can fucking shit talk it at this point.
It's not stopping me.
So speaking of torturing yourself,
what?
I have been playing Kingdom Hearts Rechained Memories, and it is not fun. After I beat Sora, I was like, oh, finally, it's over. And I'm in our little chat that we have, and Kenny's like, did you do Riku's part? And I was like, Riku's part? And wouldn't you know it, I start the game back up, and I'm just like, I'm ready for another 10 hours to torture myself. And I did. Another 10 hours.
That's the cardboard one with the cards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. I emulated that for like several minutes.
It was not fun.
Because for me, that was the first straw. Because, like, I every other, like, black weeb of my age was super into Kingdom Hearts. And I didn't want to buy the handheld game. So that was the beginning. The fact that this game happened led me to not buying every single other Kingdom Hearts game that has happened.
But don't worry. All right. Because then I played a better one. I'm on Birth by Sleep, but I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay.
But forget all that. Because I played a game for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
And?
It was incredible.
Which one was it?
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom.
No, I don't need
the game is incredible.
I was an auxiliary when Chris was playing this. I was a third party watching in. I felt my mind leave my skull.
I love
Chris.
It.
Chris,
the nostalgia glasses are super hard on this one. Like, they are like planted on my face, and they won't come off. Even with the glitches, through the emulator, I was having fun. I was having real fun.
At first it didn't seem that bad, but it definitely the polish kind of started to like go down as it went through. Like,
yeah.
The puzzles were never like clever or anything, but like I was watching Adam just like.
It's a guilty
struggle.
Pleasure.
It was really struggling.
Once I caught on to the unknowable horror that was following SpongeBob because of the emulation, like all of the shadows and stuff that were distorted under him, man, was not a fun time.
I had fun.
Okay, Chris.
But yeah, emulation did bring something more useful than SpongeBob Battle. That is Soul Calibur 2. I'm playing a lot of Soul Calibur 2 in the room.
Yeah, so, I love Soul Calibur 2. I've been thinking about Soul Calibur a lot lately, and I'm like, damn.
It's just like, go back. So like, I've been a huge fan of Soul Calibur ever since, where most people jumped on. I was like, hey, they got Link in the fighting game. Let's get that one. Pretty much why everyone did it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been hooked, bought every single Soul Calibur game, played Soul Calibur 4. I wouldn't say competitively, but I did the ranked ladder for like probably like a full year. And but I sort of stopped. I stopped after 5 because 5 was a fucking disgusting mess. And only recently have I got into sort of like fighting games, sort of understanding them in a more sort of a complex light. Because before I was just like, hit the buttons until you win. Hit the buttons better as sort of, as you sort of just continue to grind. But like now I sort of understand like fighting game fundamentals, understand the lingo, stuff like that. And so coming back to Soul Calibur, this is a good fucking game. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't have... Maybe it sort of breaks down when, like, you get really good. But, like, as a sort of, like, low-level player, like, this game is really, like, fun. But, like, this is... Soul Calibur probably has, like, the most moves of any fighting game. Because, like, you have, like, your two... You have your slash and your horizontal slash and your vertical. You also have a different move for every direction. So you have, like, a forward horizontal, back horizontal, up horizontal, crouching rising horizontal, crouching rising vertical, and you have like your button combinations that do special things. You have stances. Most characters have stances too. Yeah. So it's a lot of just fucking moves. Oh my God. It's a lot of moves.
For my first fighting game, it was really overwhelming.
Yeah, no. I never really like I played it like, you know, I hit the buttons.
Yeah.
Like I never really understood just like how much there was there. And the fact that like there's like that sort of DI where you can like control where you land.
Oh, yeah.
And like the sort of 8-way run, the fact that you're fighting in a sort of 3D space. And I was just like, damn.
That was the coolest part for me.
Yeah.
The 3D space.
It's just like, I just respect it a lot more now. And I'm kind of sad that it's dead as far as I know. I don't think anyone really plays Soul Calibur.
Hey, I think at Guts, they had only a Soul Calibur 2 tournament. No other Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Just Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's the best one.
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By the FGC. When I was a kid.
It's discreet.
I didn't have Soul Calibur 2 for the GameCube. I didn't have Soul Calibur 2 at odds with my cousins, but they had the PS2 version, so we played as a Darth Vader and Yoda. And I was like,
that's 4.
No, on the PS2?
No. Darth Vader and Yoda were on the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions. Yoda was a 360 exclusive, and then Vader was the PS3 one, and then you could buy them later.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Soul Calibur
4,
homie.
Mm-hmm. Soul Calibur
3 was on the PlayStation 3. Soul Calibur 2 was off the PlayStation 3. PlayStation 2.
Huh.
And Soul Calibur 2, its exclusive character was Hayashi, right? For the PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, man. My memory's all off. I remember just playing one, and I was like, man, this is fun.
Yeah, no. I played... 4 was the one I put a lot of time into on the ranked ladder. But yeah, I really like that game. I'm a nightmare main. You can't really fight me because no one. I don't even know if the servers are allowed. If you happen to be in the Brockton area or the Boston area, and you want to play some Soul Calibur, hit me up. I will fucking body you.
I got back into Warframe.
Oh, poor child.
You
said it was real fun.
Yeah, I heard there was a Limbo rework. Which is, Limbo was, like, the most hated character in the game, and now I think he's not hated anymore. I haven't tried him out yet, but I did do the 2 new quests that they had. Well, one that's old, and then one that is one of the more recent ones.
I'm curious, like,
mm-hmm.
why would the community hate a character?
Because he was almost exclusively used by new players. Well, first of all, the, like, process that you had to go through to get him was bullshit. Like, collectively bullshit. Second of all, it was just new players using him, and people who would like to fuck with their team. So he has this ability where either he could void walk, and what that means is he could like separate himself from the map, and he wouldn't be able to interact with anything. he can't like pick up items or anything, and he just pretty much stay invincible throughout the entire mission. He could also send other people and things into the void. So if someone sent like another player in and didn't know how to get them back,
okay, so that kind
of thing. Yeah. Okay. So it was used by a lot of people who.
Trolls.
Yeah, trolls, griefers, whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't tried his rework yet, but I did try the new quest Octavia's Anthem, and it's really interesting because they introduced a new like puzzle type where you have to match notes as it plays through, and then the final like battle is you going through phases of recreating those notes around a circular phase, like circular plane. Sorry, and the notes that you step on. If they're not part of the song, they'll distort it. So you have to get rid of all the distortions and activate the notes. And there's three phases of that.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah. it's not as precise as I would like it to be, because Warframe's movement, although very smooth and really nice, and that's like one of the things I like most about the game, not conducive for precise movements.
Yeah, it's got that sort of like Gears of War thing, where it's like, it feels good, but, like, only when you're going forward.
Fast. Yeah.
But, like, the second you need to, like, do, like, a quick turn or something, it gets a lot, it's a lot harder to do.
Yeah. It has a lot of one-direction forward momentum.
Yeah, I think they call that tank control. Like, really fast ninja tank.
Yeah. it's still pretty cool. I still like it. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, that's all I got.
I've also put a fuckload of more time into Hollow Knight. I'm slowly making my way through. Mm-hmm. Because I'm prioritizing Persona 5, just so I don't want to be the guy who's like, next year is like, hey guys, the Persona 5, that ending was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm prioritizing Persona 5 because I know no one's going to play Hollow Knight, so like I can take my time with that one.
Wait, Hollow Knight?
Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
Hollow Knight is...
It's on my list.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Hollow Knight is a sort of Metroidvania where you play as a bug knight guy, and it's got like the tightest fucking controls. It's like... pretty much like the best Metroidvania since like Metroid and Castlevania. It's like so good. So good. It's currently my game of the year. It's just like, even though I haven't beat it yet, it's like just everything it does. Every time I enter a new area, every time I find a new NPC, every time you fight a new boss, like this game's amazing.
How much is it on Steam?
I want to say like $20.
Can I play with a GameCube controller?
You can play with a
Steam
controller.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
If you download the driver for the fucking Wii U adapter and then play through that, yeah, but...
Alright, great. Wait, okay, never mind. Everyone's giving me weird looks now.
No,
that's... everybody's like, that's a horrible idea.
It's not a bad idea, it's just like a lot of work when you just use a PlayStation controller.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's your control preference, hey, do it, but...
You could but, like, your way. That being said, if you were to use a GameCube controller, it's got, like, tight-ass controls, and, like, you can do... There's, like, a lot of depth there, so to be, like... It won't feel like you're wasting the game controller. That clickety clack, especially if you put it on your dodge, will be clacked. That clickety will definitely be clacked.
I also played Thumper and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is fun, but very, very tense. I don't think I can play either of those games for more than 20 minutes at a time. Like, one round of PlayerUnknown's and I'm done. Like, whew, that's enough. We're all good. And Thumper is just so... enthralling.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine it in VR because it already feels like it's in VR.
Yeah.
Rightly
I really
so.
Want to play it, but
wait, I kind of want to play Thumper.
Thumper is an incredible game. I love
it.
It's, I think, 15. Yeah. But, I Steam share with the computer downstairs, so you could play it through there. When Dave's not playing it. Like, we were on Discord together yesterday, and he was like, are you going to play any Steam games tonight? And I was like, nah, why? And then immediately, just, Dave has started playing Thumper. so, yeah. Anything else? Okay, cool.
I started Prey.
Yeah?
I can't say anything about Prey.
Okay.
Have you just gotten past the box?
Yeah, I got past the first room. Because I found out you could pick up objects, and I just moved objects around for 45 minutes. I found that you could climb on top of the fans.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
That must have been one stacked-ass room.
I put at a certain point, I put all the chairs on the bed and stacked them and put pizza on top of the chairs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But then I started the game, and yeah.
Then
I
started,
I didn't have much
game.
More time to actually play Prey.
Oh, man.
So I guess moving on, we're going to do a couple of announcements. Let me get my notes up here. All right. So the usual, we have a Discord server, which we'll link somewhere in the description of this episode. We have Twitter at @the_lifecast, Facebook, facebook.com/thelifecast. We stream on Twitch and we're working out a regular streaming schedule. Starting next week, I think we're going to start live streaming us recording the podcast. So that'll be interesting. Monday nights. And that'll go up there. And that's twitch.tv/thelifecastnet. This Sunday, there's a new episode of The Code of Conflict coming out. And we have an ask box on our website where you could drop questions anytime. Moving on, we didn't get any questions this week. So we're going to go through this Tumblr Ask meme and make fun of its questions.
Okay. How far are we going to
go? As far as we have time for.
Okay.
All right.
We got, well, like, 45 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
That was a quick 15 minutes.
So, the title is Let's Get Personal, which is awful. I hate Tumblr.
About today.
Number one, 6 of the songs you listen to most.
I have,
like, number one topping that chart right now is Pay No Mind by Madeon and Passion Pit.
So I've recently gotten to a... I've known about this YouTube channel for a long time, but Almi sort of really started to... I just gave him another track.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Postmodern Jukebox. They are a... They're sort of like musical group.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of get together and they do live performances that sound studio quality. And they do vintage covers of popular songs. So, and they do like several, they do like so many different styles. They have like Beach Boy styles, they have Sinatra style. They got like, they even have like some sad clown versions of songs. And it's a lot of them, not all the arrangements are great, but like, I gotta say like a good like 50 to 60% of them are like really like actually good. And I'm very picky with my music.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I found like such consistent quality out of these guys is really impressive. And the fact that all these songs are live.
Yeah.
Like, if you just look it up, just like any of their songs, maybe on Spotify, and just listen to it, and like it sounds like a studio. It sounds like they're just in a studio and it's like leveled and everything. But no, it's just, they're just good at what they do. And some like my only critique is that sometimes they don't transform the songs enough. It
mm-hmm.
just sounds like, oh, they changed the instrumental to have some trumpets in it. But there are a few times where they really sort of transform the song and form it into that sort of old school style. And so I'd say as of recently, it's literally all 6 are probably some of their covers.
Okay.
So the question, like your 6 songs that you've been listening to. All right. Well, a lot of mine are from Hyperpotions. I've been on a Hyperpotions kit. Yeah. Surf. Surf is super, super lit. We have Gotta Go Fast.
Is that the Sonic X opening?
No.
Okay.
No, that's the name their song or whatever. Then we have Big Snowman. Big Snowman is like so good.
He was doing the okay hand emoji,
oh, yeah.
But in
I
real
forgot,
life.
I forgot you guys.
This is
a
visual.
So,
this is not a visual medium. It will be next week.
The name of the song or the name of the band?
It's the name of the song. Like all three of those were by Hyperpotions.
Oh, okay.
And then I've been listening to the open. Season 2 opening of My Hero Academia.
I really dig that until they start saying words. Like, it sounds like the most Persona 4-ass song ever.
I love it.
Like, it sounds like straight out of Persona 4 soundtrack. I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then like, they start speaking. Oh, fuck. Stop
then,
it.
And then Christmas Morning by Hyper Potions again. And then Chakushet. It's by Ma. It's not Hyper Potions, but it's really good.
Okay. Let me give my other 5 while we're here. I got Blatant Plagiarism by Ghost Data. I Need You by Auto Laser. Heartbeat by Data and Basile Demanksy. Mansky, sorry. People Watching by Air Traffic Controller and I Love It by Iconopop.
I love it!
Okay, so, what's his name? Austin Creed, the wrestling gamer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He recently just tweeted something about this, I think it's Korean, this Korean slow jam. It's called Can't Love You Anymore by IU. I don't know if it's EU or IU.
Okay.
It's just bomb. That's all I gotta say. Like, I was just listening to, like, as I was walking my way here, I'm like, man, fucking Asians are so much better at our music than us.
Yeah.
Not, they're better at us in everything, but, like, holy shit, I've listened to so much Japanese music recently, specifically Japanese.
Not true, Greg. They're not better than us at Melee.
That's or because Smash there's 4. No money in it. They're smart enough not to play games and make no money.
Smash 4 has a bit of money.
Hey, man. Yeah, they're doing a lot better.
Every time Japan's on the come up, like, it's like, hey, they're not better here's this blank ass fucking.
That's because
I don't know.
That's because we already got Melee culture.
Like, how's this Duck Hunt gonna do? Oh shit, he's top three. Oh wow, he did really good this tournament. I'm telling you,
they never do well again
because they never come back. It's expensive, but there's no money in all Smash right, 4. All
right, that's actually a good point because they actually don't get paid when they do their tournaments. In Japan, there are no cash payouts.
Yeah, I think the only ones that actually have cash payouts are like the fucking, what are they called? I forget the name of them. Maybe it'll hit me later.
The only example of us doing Japanese music better, I don't know if you guys heard it, but like the Black Choir does the Evangelion opening. That's so good. Like, I was just jamming that shit yesterday. I'm like, oh, thank God. We got one. But yeah, Japanese musicians are out of control. Stop it.
Smooth jazz for your soul.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are your six songs?
I was recently reminded that Bowling for Soup existed about a week ago at this point.
So literally a week ago.
Yeah, I think exactly a week ago. I've been bumping a hell of a lot in 1985. Last week.
I remember I was at a friend's house and we were like 10 and we were blasting that song and we had to turn it down whenever ass came up so our parents wouldn't hear it. But I turned it up by accident.
So it only got worse. Did they just say ass really loud at some point?
Yeah, because I think the lyric is she's gonna shake her ass on the hood of
on the hood of whatever
light snake's car or something. I just turned up the word ass.
She's gonna shake her ass.
Yes,
she's gonna shake her
ass. Something. Okay, I've listened to it a lot, but you know, I don't know the words.
it's just such a vivid memory for me.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened after that. After
nothing happened. Oh, okay. that was the best part.
Yeah. I've been bumping those two new Weekend and Daft Punk songs, both Starboy and the other one. I Feel It Coming. Those two songs are absolutely fucking incredible. I've listened to the new Paramore album, which I'm not entirely sure about. Like, there are a few songs I really, really dig on it.
Oh, I dig it. I dig the whole album.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I like how a lot of the songs keep the same kind of sound as Hard Times did, because Hard Times is, like, probably the best song on there.
Oh, definitely.
There's a reason why they released it first. But I like how a few of them keep, like, that same style.
Mm.
So I've been liking that. I attempted to listen to the new Gorillaz album, and I only like one song off of it.
Yeah,
I like Let Me Out, that's a pretty good song. But it's not because the Gorillaz are good, but it's because Pusha T is actually pretty good. Yeah, he has a good verse in it.
Yeah.
Also
kind of dig Strobe Light. It's not great, but
yeah.
Like, as I was sort of just kind of like listening to it while working, that was the one that stuck out. I just thought it was like, started grooming.
What else? I've been listening to some of the Persona 5 soundtracks still.
Ooh, yeah, but like, every time I just want to chill, I literally just turn on, like, I gotta say, that soundtrack is really good.
It's
like,
fucking
I can't, like, it's so good. Like, how can I still enjoy those songs?
After, like, 80 hours.
Like, I can't, like, that's so impressive.
Yeah.
That's, like, the most praise I can ever get. Because, like, there's a lot of songs I love. Like, I'll listen to a new song and I'll jam to it for, like, 2 weeks straight. And then I'm sick of it. It's like, it becomes objectively bad. I feel like, I'm like, this is a poorly written garbage slop. But like, fuck, dude, anytime I just want to chill, I just go to YouTube and just turn on Beneath the Mask, and I just
it's so relax. Good. Like,
relax.
I was playing Persona last night, and I just finished the garbage fucking section with Morgana. I won't go into more details, but when Morgana goes into Mementos,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that part really fucking sucked. And I was sitting in my room, and like it had just come back, and the song Behind the Mask, playing, I'm like, here's play for a little longer because I like the song a lot.
That's how they get you.
It's such a good song. Like, they picked the best song to have played in the background of your room just ever. It's so good.
Before we get off this question, I just have like three quick songs on the come up for me.
Okay.
You know, that two songs
on the come up.
The Shaman King opening.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I got an album on the come up that I'm excited for, actually.
And then we had the Yu Yu Hakusho opening.
I love that fucking song.
And then there was.
I'm not even kidding. That's my jam.
And I never watched Code Geass, but man, their opening one is a fantastic.
I don't put on the same level as the other ones.
Oh, no,
the other two
not,
you said, but it's still
it's
pretty
it's,
good.
It's on the come up, as we
it's
say.
On the come up, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to, for the first time in like a few years, Danger is dropping a new album in June. I'm really excited for that. It's called Taiko, like the drum. Excited. All right. Next question.
We got a lot of
mileage. Yeah. I mean, we keep going. I could probably talk about
yeah, we
could
just turn this into a music podcast. Yeah. You don't want me to do that. All right, number two. If you could meet anyone on this earth, who would it be? I want to meet Elon Musk. Elon Musk?
Elon.
Elon. I've heard it said both ways. I want to meet Elon Musk and pick his brain about things.
Yes. I would like to...
Sorry. I also want to meet the person who will kill me.
I know the person who's going to kill me, and I don't want to meet him. It's Ed Sheeran. But he's coming to Boston in September, and I got to go into hiding.
Like, Jake's going to that. Jake's going to that concert.
Yeah, I know. That's how I fucking know. Jake warned me. You got to kill me. Like, if I go missing in September... Like, you go to the fucking garden, find him, because he's the reason. You think I'm joking?
He's gonna be on stage, fucking
wearing my fucking mask.
Oh god! It's like, wow, Adam's on stage. He's gonna really.
Wow, Adam dyed his hair and it got straight.
Disgusting.
Yeah, if that happens in September,
he was kind of weird looking.
He's got a little murdery to him.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely got a little bit of murder.
What's up, Chris? You look like you're thinking real hard.
You trying to remember his face or something?
No, I just...
I can look him up.
I'm just trying to think of
someone.
Because there are, like, so many people that I, like, think of. I was like, would I actually want to meet them in person?
Peter talking to me is like...
Surprising no one.
The now president of From Software.
Soon president of Japan.
Soon president,
soon
of, Japan
president
of the world. Soon president of my heart.
Soon?
Soon.
Go to Japan. You must
find
I need to learn how to speak weeb so I can go up to him and be like...
Start with Desu.
Miyazaki Kun Desu Guts.
Guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. I was going to say I want to meet the one James Kent, but I kind of already met him.
I want to meet Reggie from
I feel like Reggie Feels Aim needs to say a meme for me.
Yeah. I can't ever look at him.
Yeah, he can't be a human being. I don't ever want to look upon Vizame.
Yeah.
Like as a person, I don't want him to know me. I don't want him to... I don't want to share our good memories together.
He needs to stay an entity.
He needs to stay... He needs to stay epic. I don't want him to be a person. But another person I'd want to meet is Mango. I've jokingly said it before, but one of the things I want to do is I want to party with Mango. I want to gamble with Mango. I want to get drunk with Mango. I want to
get drunk with Plum.
I
want
a linguine so long.
I don't think you do. He seems like a real depressing drunk.
We'll balance each other out because I laugh at fucking everything.
So he'll just be like talking about how bad he is, how he's like, I'm not playing well. So I said, you'll start fucking laughing.
I'll either laugh or provide amazing support.
Yeah.
So you want to drink with Leffen?
I want to drink with Leffen too. I still want to fight Leffen.
Okay,
fucking scrap up.
Drunkenly fight Leffen.
Yeah. I want to bar fight.
Dr. Peasy.
Yeah. We met him.
Oh yeah, I did take a picture with him at Apex 2014.
Yeah, we didn't really talk to him much, but we met him. Actually, we did talk to him for a little while. Remember we were talking about, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to go mark the whole tournament or whatever and stuff like that.
I think so.
I don't remember
about Dr. Peepy.
Yeah.
We met everyone.
We actually did. Wait. I don't think we saw Hungry Box.
No, but I've seen Hungry Box and stuff.
I've seen him mark multiple times before.
Yeah.
I literally stayed the night with Mewtwo King at somebody's house before, so I'm no longer impressed with Mewtwo King, and I don't think I want to be.
Yeah. it's weird. Like almost every one of the Melee players specifically I've met are either like they'll have like a conversation with you or just nothing at all and they'll be disappointed. Where it's like Hungry Box, I met him like two or three times now, said nothing to me.
Yep.
He's like, hey, yeah, picture, okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Leffen, I almost died with Leffen, so that was fun.
Oh yeah, we were in the elevator.
We were in an elevator with Leffen.
What?
And started making weird fucking noises and like started moving funny. It was real.
So my literal nightmare.
Yeah, it was real nightmare.
You were in my literal nightmare scenario with Leffen.
Yeah, we almost died with Leffen. Mewtwo King, same thing. We walked up to him, Victor smelled him.
Great, Victor.
So like was it like, oh, Mewtwo King, you smell, or did he like get real?
So Victor really wanted to know what Mewtwo King smelled like. And if you're listening to this, Mewtwo King, I'm very sorry. He really wanted to know what Mewtwo King smelled like. So
okay.
Victor's like, all right, take a picture of Mewtwo King. I'm going to go behind him and smell him when you're taking a picture with him. I'm like, okay.
That's fucking weird.
So I went to take a picture of him, and then he went to smell him. And then
he's like,
you know, he smells really good. Because we had this thing before, like, wait, man, Mewtwo King probably smells really bad because it looks like he would. But he doesn't.
To be fair, it's like the fighting game community.
You can't just suddenly say that.
If you guys told me about this, I would have told you that there's 100% no way that Mewtwo King smells bad. Because when we were staying the night, like with Mewtwo King, he took like, I promise you, like at least an hour and a half shower. Like every
That's
single
relaxing. He was chilling.
Like he took he like
was,
an,
he was cooling.
Like we're all, you know, we're like waiting, like, where's Mewtwo King? Yeah, he's still in the bathroom. Like, he's been in there for like an hour now.
How was there hot water enough to like support that?
That's the miracle. He was in there for a long time, so
we good on this one?
Yeah, I could probably just say a whole bunch of just dope people I'd like to meet. All right. But yeah. I want to party with Mango. I want to talk to Miyazaki.
I don't know who I want to meet. It seems like a lot of the people I meet who I wanted to meet, this ended up kind of being lame. So
I
say
never meet your heroes.
Yeah, it's and like, I honestly kind of want to keep it that way.
Yeah. That kind of like how we were kind of jokingly talking about Reggie.
Yeah.
I actually don't want to meet Reggie.
Like, yeah.
I feel like he'd be way too loud. Like, he'd actually shout in regular conversation.
But he's not loud.
I just get the impression.
Yeah, I feel like he would be too. I get that.
Why? No. I don't get that at all.
I feel like
he's going to be very
funny.
He's got a booming
voice.
Yeah.
No.
In a small room. Because, think about it. We've only seen him, like, on Nintendo Direct and on stage.
Edited things.
Yeah, when it would be more appropriate for him to speak loudly. I get told.
Yeah, I feel like that carries.
Yeah.
Into his daily conversations.
I don't know, I've heard him in interviews, and he does not shout.
Okay, so what if we're in a really small room with Reggie? It's super echoey. There's no soundproof things, and he's screaming. Then would he be loud?
Yes, because he would be screaming.
Now you get it.
Leading question.
Now you understand.
All right, number three.
Okay.
Grab a book nearest you, turn to page 23, and give me line 17. I'm just going to do this from one of the ebooks I have on Amazon Kindle.
Nigga, I haven't read a book in 10 years.
Yeah.
Actually.
Do comics count?
This is a little embarrassing, but I want you guys to pick a book for me.
Let me go grab, like, fucking My Hero Academia.
Half of those are self-help books, and half of those are Make Six Figures by Blogging books.
Catch a Falling Reader?
That's my mom's.
Oh,
we're going to page 23.
I read the one next to that.
Wait,
Dan Reichert book.
Oh yeah, Dan Reichert's book is real good.
Anxiety is an ally.
It helped me a lot.
He teaches you how to be
functioning. Deal with anxiety.
It actually
helps a lot. It's a good book.
Let
me see. You're on the book.
One minute left.
She's a dog, but she probably has a lot of anxiety. She sleeps a lot too.
What, Fenway?
Yeah. He's got a lot of anxiety.
Dogs don't have anxiety. They don't have anything to worry about.
I don't know how this works. I'm not cool.
Let me see.
just an old man.
All right.
Why I haven't read a book in 10 years.
Yeah, like, I don't know how that works on the computer.
Okay, so you want to look through Catch a Falling Reader.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? Catch a Falling Reader. Location 153 of 164. What?
See, I've noticed.
All awesome. Right, 27, 18. This is.
Kinsale Monday.
Yes, Kinsale.
27.
You like those Kinsale wings we got a couple weeks ago?
Kinsale. That sounds nearby.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Like we're 7.
That's 18.
I don't know, Pat said he wanted to do BBC and like, through Uber Eats.
Oh, Bird Company.
Yeah, through Uber. Wait, what were you doing? Uber.
I don't know what I was, my first
BBC thought, could mean two very different things. All
right.
Well, my first thought was Burger King. I was like, wait a second. Like, it's not Burger King.
Caucasian.
Oh, this is a sample.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no page 23. Okay. I wish I figured that out earlier.
Okay.
Go again.
All right, I'm done. All right,
let me pick a book.
Here. I don't know how this works.
What if we do The Girl in the Box?
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Or do you want to do Bound by Honor?
I want to do Bound by Honor.
All right, or what about...
So what's happening on page
27? I'll do that one.
Give me line 27.
On page 27?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do
that. Or no, line 17.
Do you want to do Bound by Honor?
Bound by Honor. All
right. All
right. So are you guys reading this or am I?
I don't know.
I'll read this in my reading voice.
Oh, damn.
My reading voice.
Okay, what page?
23. Line 17.
It just goes from
Adam.
Into your mic.
It just goes from like, okay.
Is that 23?
No, it's getting there.
What page are you on?
I don't know. This is hard. Okay, here you go. Line 17. Here, you count. I got to the
line,
page.
Line 17.
I thought it would be. It just seems going from page 3
this
to
is
30.
Riveting. I don't know what it's going to say. I've never read that book. I have so many books that I got for free through like Book a Day or something on Reddit. Yeah.
A wild owner in his 30s. I would. Oh.
That's it?
Wait, I'm sorry. A wild owner in his 30s. I would have felt pity for.
Yep. Finish the sentence.
Killed it.
Yeah, finish the sentence.
I would have felt pity for him if he didn't scare me senseless. Almost as much as Luca scared me.
Who's Luca? Ooh,
is this a thing for Dragon Maid?
Intrigue. No, it's not a thing for Dragon Maid.
I hope you all read Bound by Honor.
Use discount code LifeCast 20% honor to get discount on that specific book and none else.
Nope.
from where you may ask?
Audible.
Yes.
Audible stands for.
Next question. Ooh. 4. What do you think about most? Anxiety.
Oh.
It's pretty all encompassing.
Okay.
I think about great hammers.
Really?
Mallets.
Okay.
Just a lot.
I think about living a normal domestic life a lot.
Because, like, okay, let's talk about hammers. Okay, so you got, like, oh, man, it's a big fucking dragon. He's got, like, really tough hide or whatever. Oh, my sword can't pierce it. But you got a fucking hammers work on everything. Like, games try to pretend like, oh man, the hammer wasn't effective. You're like, no, bludgeoning weapons just work. They beat everything. Oh, you're wearing armor? I'm gonna beat your armor into you. Oh, you have tough skin? I'm just gonna break your fucking bones.
How's your work, Greg?
Hammers.
There's a combination of things I think about. I think about my grades, Smash, and then my girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute.
Those are the things I think about them.
I was gonna say I think about Dave like literally constantly, but that was mushy. But now I can.
I just think about those three things. Kind of. Oh wait, and also my future. Those four things. They're just kind of like forever.
See, I don't think about my future. I'm just like, I'm probably not gonna be around. Don't worry about it.
As of late, I have been thinking about my future a lot. I'm like, man. It gets to the point where, like, at a certain point every day, probably multiple times, I'll be like, man, what the fuck am I doing right now? And I'll be like, I don't know.
That's why I don't think about it. All right,
and then I'll just keep doing whatever I'm doing, not helping myself. That's about what I think about.
Yeah, I mean, for a more serious answer, yes, I think about similar things.
I like the hammers, yeah. though.
No, you know.
I would have just liked to keep it in.
Yeah, but, like, if you think about it, okay, so in your future, what are you worried about? Paying the bills? What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Surviving.
Surviving. You know what's really good for surviving?
Hammers?
Having a hammer. Fucking, oh, man, the IRS is coming to take my house. I fucking dare them. I fucking dare you to take my house. You see a nigga with a giant fucking hammer, somebody can take my house.
But I mean, like, what if they have a gun, though?
Yeah, I'm not deflected with my hammer. Yeah, oh my God. I don't even use the head of the hammer. I use the pommel. Or more likely, I stay in my house, force him into close quarters.
I'm just up the stairs. Here's your house. I have it up the stairs in my house.
You want the house? You just gotta come upstairs.
You gotta come get me. I have the deeds.
The printer's right upstairs. I just sent you to it.
Worried about having a job? How the fuck's your boss gonna fire you? You have a hammer.
How the fuck are they gonna reject you for that job?
That too. He can't fire you if he's dead.
How the fuck are they gonna reject your job application?
That's what I'm saying.
But how are you gonna get the job?
Because you
proficiency in hammer.
Okay, so. Obviously, you don't show up to the interview with your hammer. I mean, it's nearby in case you need it.
Like, it's in your
outside
trunk.
The office.
Yeah, it's like right outside the office. Yeah. And the guy who told you can't bring that in there is, you know, he's taking a long nap.
And that's the person whose job you're taking.
Yeah, it turns out there's an opening.
Sorry, sir, you can't take that in there. Okay, fine, I'll just show it to you then. And then you take his job.
You're worried about love? You're worried about maybe, you know, settling down? Maybe having some hammer babies?
Aww, you go to the hardware store.
That hammer does everything you already need, man.
Is the hammer going to have arms and legs?
Yeah, the hammer won't ever leave you.
Yeah, the hammer can't. It's incapable of, like, cognitive thinking.
And people have put their dicks in weirder things.
I want to know what a hammer is.
Adopt. Fucking, come on.
I guess.
That was great. Cool. Number five. What is your latest text message from someone say?
Like received or?
Received.
Oh.
Okay, group chats or direct?
Direct.
Roger.
Okay.
Inside with a asterisk because he misspelled something.
Mine says, okay, babe, have fun.
Okay, babe, have fun.
Yeah, that would have been annoying.
What about you, Chris?
No, I was with Roger.
Oh, Roger. Okay.
It was for my mom. All
right.
Number six, do you sleep with or without clothes on? I sleep outside of my mortal body, thank you very much.
I usually sleep with clothes on, except when it's really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Or if it's like that sort of like nice coolness where it's like your covers are really cool.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But it's not too cold.
Mine always get too warm. I still wear clothes.
So that it's good for, it's like, it's kind of like flipping over the pillow. It's like temporarily good. So like you get into the bed naked and like the covers are all cold and it's like, ooh.
So sometimes I'm just like, I don't feel like wearing shorts to bed tonight. And then I just don't. And that's the end.
See, I sleep with clothes on, but I dream of a world in which I don't. Because, like, my family comes to my room very frequently.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, yeah, because they just, like, constantly. Like, if it's like 6 a.m., they're like, oh, what are you? Oh, there's the whole fucking family.
No, I'll
6 a.m., it's like, all right, everything's out the window.
Yeah,
mom starts vacuuming.
It's all over.
Parents start arguing.
It's all fucking over. So, like, I dream of a world in which I don't, but I have to.
What's your strangest talent? Probably podcasting.
I can stick on my thumbs like this.
I'm actually really good at hula hooping.
I have a strange proficiency with large mallets.
I'm actually uncannily good at detecting red flags in people.
Red flags?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by detecting red flags? So like someone will play like ha ha, and you'd be like, that nigga's crazy.
No, like certain behaviors, it's like a super serious thing that because of the way I grew up, I can like sense now. But generally I can tell when people will be like abusive in a relationship. Pretty far in advance.
When they will be abusive.
Yeah,
you
like
have
if.
30 days.
Not when, like if. So, it's more a defense mechanism than anything, which sucks. But
hey, that's a good defense mechanism.
Good defense mechanism.
It's like, I'm in this relationship. Okay, wait, about like.
Yes.
Like tomorrow, I'm
right.
Abusive. It's not gonna end this right now.
Break up in 10 days before abuse.
The persona timer comes
out. Yeah, you gotta send the calling card.
Yeah, you have a call.
Oh, God, okay.
That's actually one of the change of hearts you do. Like one of the like, shitty side
ones. It's one of the side ones you do. Yeah. Not that I actually fucking read through it because they're all boring, but that is one of them you do.
Yeah, that's my weird talent.
Weird talent. It's funny.
In case you're wondering, all you guys are good, by the way.
Like, I got her fool.
All right.
I have that same thing to a degree, but it's like, I can't tell if someone's like shitty, but I can tell if they're not like genuinely mean, but if they're like shitty people. Like, I get a good sense of what people are just by like the first few things. Like,
mm-hmm.
They'll tell me.
I'm really good at making people feel awful about themselves.
Conversely, you're also really good at making people feel good about themselves.
Yes, but
words just didn't come out of my mouth for a minute.
If I think you're a bad person, I'm like, and I say some mean things to you, people tend to get really sad, and
tend to get really sad.
Yeah.
I have the unique ability to feel really bad about myself for no reason.
Unique!
Doesn't seem very unique, though.
I'm real fucking good at that.
Yeah. I'm good at being petty when I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely is.
Thank you. Wait, what's happening petty to you?
Not to me.
Oh. I've been petty
I feel like you're petty for the fun of it sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Most of the time.
What was it? I think it was when nobody showed up to what were we doing? We were presenting the poster board or whatever.
Oh yeah, we were presenting the poster board, yeah. And everyone's like, "Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow? Do you want to show up?" No, I gotta sleep, motherfucker. And I'm like, "Oh,
hey.
You want to open this one up?" Yeah, that's right. I was petty about that for about a week and a half. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, I was super petty to Dan when he brought the fucking during the Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas party we had it downstairs.
Oh damn.
When Dan brought not Dan Silva. I love you, Dan. When we were upstairs and he was like, "Hey, I really want to play PM at the meeting for the Christmas thing." I'm like, "You're not gonna have time, we're gonna be Christmas over, doing gift swap, whatever, you wanna have room, we have snacks, whatever, blah blah blah. I'm gonna bring it down anyway." He didn't even tell me I'm gonna bring it down. I'm like, "Don't bring it down, we're heading down now. Okay, bye, yeah, don't bring it." 10 minutes later, he strolls in with him, like, by himself. Like, he brings out, I'm like, "Oh, you motherfucker, you started a war."
You started a war.
You opened Pandora's box, motherfucker.
And then he proceeds to... It gets better.
Oh, my God.
He proceeds to put the CRT in the corner and then not use it for the whole meeting and then leave it there.
No!
Oh, my God.
You have every right to be petty.
And then leave it there.
No.
Like, just left, bounced. TV downstairs still.
Adam, why so?
Yeah, Chris would have
that.
Murdered him.
Yeah. I like being petty. That's my talent.
It's really satisfying.
That's my talent.
I feel like I want to be petty, but I'm way too concerned how people will react to it.
I usually won't care. If I'm being petty, there's probably a good reason.
Something I'm actually very proud of that's happened very recently is that I'm very good under pressure. This is very recently. My entire life has been the opposite of the case, but shit's been going pretty wild in my job recently. And there's a lot of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. And almost accidents have happened like 1,000 times. And like, I have immediately sprung into action and like prevented it like immediately. And I was just like, hey, you know, feeling good about myself. Just like,
pretty good at this.
Not particularly that I'm good at it, the fact that I was able to sort of react quickly. That's what I care. Because, like, one of my biggest fears is being, or not, I was going to say being afraid, but, like, sort of, like, getting sort of not acting through like being afraid. It's like the paralysis, I guess.
Yeah.
That, like something horrifying happens, I'm like, I could have done something to stop it or like lessen the damage. Like, and then like I'm just like, oh no, I'm too much of a bitch. I'm scared. I'm just shaking my boots. Like, no, I want to be the type of dude that people can depend on. I want to be like the guy that like springs into action immediately. Mm-hmm. That's who I want to be.
Rick, can you help me with my homework? Please be dependable for me.
not like that. Like,
your finals are over.
That's why I got to be dependable, because I'm so stupid. I got to make up in other regards.
Don't worry, Greg. I don't think you're dumb. You play Bowser.
That's true. Bowser is well known for being a smart and good person.
Question 8. Girls, finish the sentence. Boys, finish the sentence.
What does that mean?
The girls are
Are good. Boys are good too. I like them both.
I don't know.
Wait. What am I finishing? What's the sentence?
So I think
the sentence is girls.
And then
... And then the other sentence is boys ...
Girls have a penis. Boys have a vagina.
Girls and boys. I'm gay for both of them.
Boys and girls. Club.
Alright, next question.
What are girls post-America? Yeah, well, what are they trying to get out of that? What are girls? They're rude and they have cooties. Like, what are they trying to get?
One time a girl looked at me and I was never the same.
It was Medusa. You got turned
to
stone. Oh, shit.
9. Have you ever had a poem or song written about you?
No.
Probably. I have no idea.
Oh, it's like
I knew a lot of emo kids in high school.
I don't know. I would like it, but I don't think so. No, I haven't. Not even a meme song.
Yeah.
Not even like a 30 second.
Not even like a famous person wrote a song about a fucking Gregory. That's never happened. Gregory is an ugly name.
Hey,
and like,
I love the name Greg.
Greg is all right. Gregory is disgusting.
I like it in trying to compliment Gregory. He said, yeah, I like the name Greg.
Yeah, no, because you know, like, your subconscious can't bring you to say it because it's so fucking disgusting.
I don't know. I like
giggity. It's because you're putting on a girl's voice to accentuate the grossness of it for comedic effect. I understand how comedy works.
My best friend used to be named Gregory.
Yeah.
Wait.
He used to be named.
I thought you said your best friend.
that's why you can't sleep naked.
His actual name
was Gregory's there.
But like, I think his middle name was Gregory.
Michael Gregory.
I think.
Michael Gregory.
But we always called him Greg. Or I always called him Greg.
But he didn't call him Greg.
Exactly.
All
right. Anyway.
I love this conversation.
It's like, what was even the question?
Ever had a poem or song written
about you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Nope. We just got to wait for the Armada diss track. And then you can turn that.
I've written poems about people.
I've written, like, 3 poems in my life. One of them was about how much I love Doritos. The second one was about how much I hate windows. Not windows, sorry, rain.
Okay.
And the third one I don't remember, but I assumed I probably wrote another poem
about Doritos.
I had to write a few for Book Report.
Yeah.
I just get regular poems, and I just place all the names with my girlfriend's name. So it's just like,
that's
Jaretha,
cute.
Jaretha, Jaretha. Is a Jaretha.
What?
You took your girlfriend to the shit post?
She just looks at me. She's like, what are you doing? Like, I'm seeing you a poem and a song.
I've written songs not about people, but I've written songs. And by written songs, I mean I've come up with garbage parodies. Like, for example, I used to sing songs about losing my job. Like, take me to work. I lost my other job because I couldn't get a ride. Stuff like that. I also want to do a Dracula cover album. That's like my dream. You just take another parody. You take popular songs and you just replace it with "And I Want the Blood of Some Kind." Suck blood, blood and such.
Yes.
I will produce this.
I'll
already got
also
a producer.
It's
already. Yeah.
You may have a producer, cool. But do you have a mixer for it? We have a mixer.
There's a mixer.
Do you have a hype man? Do you have someone in the back room who be like,
When's the last time you played air guitar, number 10?
Fuck if I know. I don't pay attention to when I air guitar. Ever. But probably not for a while.
Yesterday in the shower.
Literally any time I listen to a song with any form of guitar. And I've been listening to the Boku no Hero opening too, and that's a lot of guitar.
Okay.
That's a lot of guitar.
Do you have any strange phobias? Elevators.
I'm afraid of giant babies.
I'm also afraid of being pregnant.
Oh, wait. Oh, strange.
These sons of glass for you. No, those strange phobias, right?
Yeah.
Those are both pretty.
I'm afraid of falling off the earth one day.
Just like, it's not flat!
It is absolutely flat.
Okay, so the word, there's have to be flat, but like while I'm walking, like I just like... Just fall
into
off.
The earth.
Just like, just straight.
You mean like,
just
like,
just
fly
like full
into
way?
Fall into the crust.
Fly into the atmosphere.
So like, okay, so.
Does it like swallow you?
So,
like some sort of discrete eldritch horror?
So I'm thinking about the earth, like so the earth is like spherical. We're like somewhere like over here. I'm just like walking, and then I'm just like.
Gravity just like chooses to ignore you, and you're like, bye.
All right, no.
Exactly. I'm just like, oh well, I'm gone.
See, it's interesting you mentioned that because like. As a kid, I always used to have, like, nightmares of just, like, falling through surfaces. Like, but, like, it has happened in, like, 10, 12 years.
I haven't fallen through anything in, like, 10 years.
No, I haven't had those dreams in, like, a long-ass time, but I would also have dreams where I'm, like, we're just, like, walking, like, even, like, just through a mall or something. Or, like, and then it's, like, the tile just starts going away and I just fall through and I'm, like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my
it's
God,
nothing.
I've had those dreams recently.
Yeah?
It's
Yeah,
nothing.
That's why I don't like driving on tall bridges.
Okay.
Another weird phobia of mine.
Yeah, I'm afraid of utility poles.
I'm afraid of signs on windy days.
Yo, that's real.
That shit really
that's actually
yeah.
really scary.
Traffic lights
like, that
Wait,
on windy
really
days.
Wait, like, if the wind's blowing and like there's a traffic sign, I'll almost always walk away from it.
Yeah, like yeah. For some reason, every sign in the world is like really loose and will just impale the shit out of you when
yeah.
it's windy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always do like yeah. Is it a weird phobia though?
So
I don't know if it's weird.
I used to like be like terrified of like thunder and lightning, but now I'm just like nervous.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's not
like,
weird.
Like the fear never went away. It's just like man, it's thundering and lightning outside.
Yeah, but you also live in a place where you could just like you know get engulfed by weather at any point.
But like then like, I should be afraid of like tornadoes.
That's true.
I'm afraid of.
But like
I'm
that
not
stuff
afraid
start,
of tornadoes.
Like,
No, wait.
I'm not really
no, I didn't
scary.
Finish my sentence. I didn't realize we were still talking.
Oh, okay, no, we're not.
Okay, I'm afraid of Adam's apples.
Oh!
They make me really uncomfortable.
Like, so, like, if
I'm
Adam
not,
just brought in a bushel
I'm
of
apples. Too, man, for different reasons.
No, but it's like, okay, it stems with my fear of just, like, neck violence in general. There's something
oh,
about,
okay.
like,
oh.
having your throat slit and, like, gurgling and shit.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Don't
you're
violence,
right.
me, Tiffany.
I don't know why, but, like... In like gore movies, I think neck violence is one of my favorite things.
No, I can't deal with it.
It makes me so and it's like sometimes it's not like I've grown not, like immune to like the slitting of the throat, but like,
yeah.
there's something about just harming this area. Like slitting is like it doesn't do anything, but like I don't know, getting punched in the throat.
Maybe
just,
I
like,
have a weird fetish I'm not in touch with yet.
Wait, great. Is it because of the fact that like because there's just like this one bone, but just like we're just like pressing it in instead
ah!
of matching it. I know what you mean. It's just like it hurts.
Hey
or,
guys.
I also picture like having one and like having someone like grab at it or something.
Yeah.
All right. What about
I'm
the
not
going to
discuss
the cuticle pull? It's like when you just like. You just rip
all your fingernails?
Oh, no,
ripping fingernails out, I can't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping cuticles out, oof.
What is a
that's
cuticle?
That good shit. The so, cuticle is the thing that is, it's like around your nail bed, yeah.
Oh, but the
shit that hurts real bad?
Yeah,
when you pull at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys would know this, but when you go for a manicure, they like take all the dead cuticle out. And it feels real
hurt?
Good.
Oh. I didn't know.
No, it doesn't hurt. Because
okay.
they're
I need to get
cutting away.
So
they're nice.
I watched,
they could put a nice buff coat on it.
So,
so
I was with my cousin in Paris one time. We were all watching The Human Centipede, and then like the movie was pretty good. But there was one part. There was one part in particular that was that got us all. It was when she had like an IV in her arm, and she was like stuck in the bed. She was like trying to like get out, and it like ripped like out
yeah,
of
I
her.
I've seen that movie. I know what you're talking about.
And it got me. I was like, oh yeah, my god.
I'm not weirded out by like IV stuff.
No, it was the fact that it was in her arm and she was just like, Zir! I was like,
this isn't a strange phobia, but just fuck Japanese horror.
Yeah.
Because it's literally just, it's just torture porn.
Yeah.
And all of it is like, they just make the most fucked up things imaginable.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
It's just gory. And it's just awful. It's good, but it's awful.
I can't deal with eye shit. Like, the second I start fucking with your eye, I'm out. I am so fucking out.
Again,
I don't think I've ever had anything, I don't think I've had anything like
that
either.
I can't deal with eye stuff.
Yeah, some
Okay, there was one thing I can't. Okay.
That doesn't even trigger. That sounds like.
I think we actually discussed this like a year ago, but there was this one torture scene in Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. Where they poured cement down his throat. I cannot deal with that. Also, anything involving like the intestines and stomach, I don't want to deal with. Because I've read. What is it? Guts by Chuck Palahniuk? Fuck me up.
All right, we just started talking about actual phobias.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any strange phobias.
Yeah, I guess not.
I'm afraid of, like, large babies.
I'm still kind of freaked out about just falling off the earth or just, like, flying away, floating away. And, like, there's just nothing you can do about
it. All my phobias are, like, pretty rational.
Yeah.
Like, being buried alive, just, like, in a coffin is one of them. That's pretty weird, I guess.
I mean,
no.
chances
are
low of happening
there.
To you,
yeah.
But it's weird. It's not
and, like,
weird.
Especially by the time I get around to dying.
Just
light me up.
All right, next question.
Next question. Ever stuck a foreign object up your nose? I would like to pose a counter question. Who hasn't pretended to be a walrus with straws?
Oh, wait, a walrus?
Yeah.
I've never pretended to be a walrus.
What, chopsticks up
your
nose?
I do with Cheetos.
I always pretended to be a saber-toothed tiger.
I've actually never put anything up my nose. People have put things up my nose.
was it your sibling?
That's probably why I don't put things up my nose. Because it's,
oh yeah,
it's,
someone
it's,
put something up my nose once. Never mind. Continuing.
I put rocks when I was a kid.
I knew a kid that put a rock in his ear when I was like 10. And no, he had to go to the ER.
The ER.
Next question. What's your religion? I don't know. I'm still figuring that out.
Probably something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm leaning towards Buddhism.
Yeah, I'm all up in the air with the sun.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about Buddhism. All I know is that they focus on being dope as fuck, and that's pretty much already my sort of life philosophy. So yeah,
Buddhism seems real fucking cool.
It's literally
it
all
seems
about,
real chill.
It's literally all about self improvement.
Yeah.
That's my entire literally everything I do nowadays is. Chasing towards this sort of idea of self-improvement. If that's what Buddhism's all about, then I'm Buddhist as fuck.
Yeah. Let's all be Buddhist together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start a channel in the Discord.
Buddhism. Yeah.
Watch it. I'm going to do it right now. That's rude, and I'm hosting this podcast.
You should never
it's gonna happen after we like publish this podcast.
Never create text channels during a podcast. My mom always did when I was growing up. She's like, little Gregory, don't you?
14. If you're outside, what are you most likely doing?
Going inside. I am getting food to return to shelter.
If I'm outside and like outside to be outside, I'm probably either walking. Exercising, or like going to the gym, or hanging out in a hammock.
Yeah. Most of the time, at least when I'm here, most of the time when I'm outside, I'm like, I'm either coming to BGA, I'm either going to get food, but when I'm in Oklahoma, when I go outside, hey, we're about to have some fun.
What does that mean? Or
like,
toasted marshmallows or something. Go play tag? How old are you? Like 21?
Activity's fun.
I can't play fucking tag.
What is tag like nowadays? Is it hard to like resist the urge to like slam your friends onto the ground? Like, it's like you gotta like it's so much momentum and power now. You're a little kid.
It's a real rogues game.
Yeah.
You gotta be real dexterous to get out of that.
Yeah.
Like tag, like because we're older now, like it's a lot easier to like be like super agile, like you know hide around trees and like do like sick like juke people out. It's real fun.
Yeah,
it's real or basketball.
If I'm outside, not so much nowadays, but back in the day, if I would ever do anything outside that's not traveling, it would either be just sort of running outside, which I do now inside the gym, or just sort of chilling by the fire. Fire is amazing.
It's a lot of, yeah.
Agreed.
There's something about
fires
just,
are very nice.
There's something about just sitting there, listening to the crackling, the ash
very
sort
relaxing.
Of rising. It's
yeah.
Like, that's the realest shit.
I like it until you leave and your hoodie smells like it.
Yeah, or
I
you
like
leave and, like, you're just covered in mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So I wear hoodies.
So if you guys talk about just like are you talking about like camping?
No.
Like,
are you
no.
fucking kidding
nah,
me? We all pretty much said we're going inside.
I would imagine the fire is outside because you're like
you know like a
you're
fire
like toasting marshmallows
near,
in your backyard.
Yeah, I mean
near
I've
civilization.
Tried camping.
I have
that's my primary fire experience.
I never.
It wasn't like really camping. We were in the woods, but it was like we didn't like go out on our own. It was like very tailored because we're black and we don't know how to camp. It was like we just kind of showed up and was like, "How do we do this shit?" And then we got like destroyed the first day by mosquitoes. And then like the white people came and helped us. It was pretty great. Thanks, white people.
Well, yeah, in all honesty, if I'm going out, usually I'll like you know, I'm walking my dog or something like that. You know, I'll take her to the lake and we'll walk or something like that. I don't do a lot of activities outside, but that's important.
I want to do more activities outside. Hopefully at the end of the summer. If I'm going outside, it's because I want to go ride my fucking motorcycle.
That's a phobia, have motorcycles.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like, well, one, it's probably because, not probably, definitely because I don't know how to ride a bike. So riding a motorcycle is like a bike where you die.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the stakes are real fucking high. And I'm probably never ever gonna take it on the highway.
It's like there was no like for example, I was in a car crash recently. But in a motorcycle you don't have car crashes, you have die.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
Like
you it's either like, oh I fell and I can't get up because this thing is pinning me down. Like oops, can't get out of my driveway today.
Okay.
Or like sorry, world, gotta go.
Yeah. Like
motorcycles are so fucking.
Yeah.
Is it worth the risk?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I don't even think they're fucking cool. They just freak me out.
I think they're so goddamn cool.
That is like
that's awesome. A little that's like all of my entire aesthetic is like motorcycles,
leather
jackets, muscles,
magnet.
And synthwave.
That's fine.
I just feel like motorcycles they just feel neutral. I'm just like
neutral.
It's a bike that goes fast. I mean, but I can just get in the car.
But you can't feel the wind on your skin.
It can work. If I have a Corvette, I think I can.
Yeah, but it's not like
yeah.
Not,
convertible
like
is like
the
best of
the
both wheel, best of both worlds.
The front one and the back one.
both sets. Next question, we're gonna do I think this one and then the next one.
Okay.
Do you prefer to be behind the camera or in front of it?
In front of it.
I prefer absolutely. Behind, but only slightly. I like being in front of the camera too.
Like by like a lot in front of it.
I don't. It's interesting. Because I don't particularly care for being in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy being in front of crowds, so I guess I would probably say in front of the camera. Although I don't really like looking at myself.
Yeah, it's different.
So
being in front
I'd
of
much
crowd.
Rather just like be in front of a crowd and have everyone look at me
yeah.
than I would record myself. So I guess I'd probably have to say behind the camera.
So I think I don't mind being behind the camera until like I see like the product of like the picture and I was like, wow, I really wish I was in front of the camera. And then at the next chance, I will get in front of the camera.
Yeah,
like,
I go back and
notice
a lot.
If you would ask me back in like high school when I was like, "Don't talk to anybody, sit in the corner," I would have, huh? Yeah, like I would have 30,000,000% said behind. But you know what? I've come to grow and appreciate being in front of cameras because then I can make you know,
faces,
the jokes, and
yeah.
memes, and I can make myself look like an idiot, and I enjoy doing that.
And then last one, number 16, simple but entirely complex. Favorite band?
Like?
Band musician.
Oh, fuck. Probably Hyperpotions right now. They're destroying everything that I listen to. It's amazing.
I can't decide. Well, I kind of can, but my favorite band, Bastille. Favorite musician, Perturbator. I kind of wear the hoodie I got that has his logo just everywhere on it, almost constantly.
favorite modern band? It's like probably, without question, Vampire Weekend.
Wait, Adam, just say Crush 40.
I'm not gonna say Crush 40.
Yeah, we should all stop lying to ourselves. It's Crush 40.
Sorry. I dig
okay.
Walk the Moon.
Yeah, Walk the Moon's good.
This is rough. Favorite rock band. I'll probably have to say System of a Down. I only like six or seven of their songs, but those six or seven are some of my favorite songs ever. My favorite band is Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're just amazing. Their music is of so many different genres and is so diverse that it's just amazing. And my favorite musician? That's a rough one. I might actually have to pick the fifth on that one. It's too many.
All right.
I love Paramore a lot.
Paramore's good.
I listened to Paramore for a large portion of my life, and I still really dig them.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of them.
Yeah. I really like Evolvenus. I think music's pretty good.
That's Tiffany.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, Tiffany does our intro music and our transition into our questions music.
It's actually good.
Yeah. Tougher Piskit.
I might change it to that. But yeah. No, thanks, Chris, for the support.
I just like the music. It's the same about you, Tiffany. It's about the music.
Of course, Tiffany. All right, I'm sorry. Tougher of all Miss Piskit.
Okay. Yeah, and that's all we got time for. Thank you for joining us on episode 63 of the Lifecast. We appreciate your continued support. You could do us a huge favor and rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends about us. That would mean a lot. Yes, and I'd love you forever.
Well, that's a lot of commitment. I don't know if I want to be...
It's a platonic love.
I thank you. And I'd appreciate you very much.
I'd probably like you for a few hours.
But if you're still like a shitty person, that's not going to change anything.
I'm going to be real. If you like it, I'm probably not gonna give a fuck, because this is a very sort of like, if you enjoyed it, you can feel free to do that. I'm providing a service. We're not friends.
I would like to be your friend.
I mean, if you're dope, you can be my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Focus on being dope.
Yeah.
You can like it if you want, but focus on being dope.
Please come with me. I just want to be your friend.
I'd be very grateful if you, listener,
I also would be
rated this on iTunes and shared it amongst your friends.
Hit us up on Twitter.
And I'm not that
Yeah, friend. Let us know.
Yeah, if you rated us.
You can let them know.
Yeah,
don't let me know.
Specifically
me
or Deanna know that you know.
Add us.
I can pretend.
Add us, _lifecast.
Don't worry, guys. Me, you, the listener, and your homie Chris, me, we're friends. Yeah, remember that.
We're friends unless you're shitty.
Yeah.
Then we're not friends.
No, we're just
serious. You can be friends if you're not shitty. Stop by on Discord. Come play with us. Carry me out of Overwatch.
Come play Secret Hitler with us.
Yeah, do that too. That's a lot.
Yeah, we play Tabletop Simulator a lot. I want to play a lot more. I want to have like designated Tabletop Simulator days where we get people in.
We could stream it too.
Yeah. We could have viewer nights. Actually, that sounds really, really fun.
Yeah.
All right. That's
it.
I still will be.
I will.
If you want friends, come to me. If you want content, go to Greg.
I'll play with you. And if you're dope, you can become my friend.
Oh,
you're not
just
going
to work up.
Yeah, you gotta earn this.
Oh, you gotta come
Ooh.
Back.
You gotta earn
I need you to hit at least 100 likes to become my friend.
Yeah, yeah. you need to have about 6 or 7 dopes in your inventory.
I'm talking about tweet likes.
Oh.
Oh.
Like our tweets 100 times in order to unlock
friendship. Sure. Does that mean I've unlocked friendship with all of you guys and myself?
Yeah.
I'll count later,
but we'll see.
I don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, we're not friends then.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
You gotta have Twitter to be friends in 2017.
All right, that's gonna do it for us.
Bye.
For real this time. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.